Now, thank you, Tommy. Let's back up, and I'm thinking some of our listeners don't know what on earth we're talking about when we say Tai Chi. So give us the quick summary of what is Tai Chi.
A lot of people shy away from Tai Chi because they find out that it's a martial art, right? Mm-hmm. But it's an unorthodox martial art because it's practiced slowly, right? So Tai Chi is this system of movements and principles that align the body, relax the body, and move it in a special way so that you improve your health. So even the martial art part of it is, it comes way down the road. It's tertiary to the health of the body. So the flexibility of the body, the mobility of the body, and the maintaining and improving the way the systems of the body work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's been my experience. When I did Tai Chi for about 3 years, pretty religiously. I mean, I did it, I got DVDs, and then, of course, I took classes. And I never thought of it as a martial art at all. I thought of it more as moving meditation.
Right.
And that's what was awesome about it, is I could meditate and do these smooth, very flowy, sort of fluid is what I'm trying to think of. Fluid.
Flowy is a great word.
Flowy movements, yeah. And they were the same every time. I took the long style, I think you told me that's mm-hmm. what it was. There are like 108 movements. It's like learning a dance, but you do it in super slow-mo. And I did not get bored with it because I had to engage my brain on, okay, what's the next move? And at the same time, engage my brain on, okay, here's how to do this, you know, properly, if that's a good term for it. And I really liked it as opposed to a repetitive exercise. So I loved it. And then at the end, the one class I took, they said, if you want to move on, then we can do more martial arts. But it wasn't martial arty at all.
You can go a long time practicing the principles and the movements of Tai Chi without ever getting into the martial arts part of it.
Right.
What the old masters say is, if you really want to keep boosting the energy level of your body and improving the health of your body, then you need to start to learn how to expand your energy, which mm-hmm. is a martial application.
Right.
So I don't tell people to work on the martial arts part of it. I just say work on the movements, work on the waist mm-hmm. turning and the flowy the smooth movements, and women typically like you feel like you're dancing.
Yeah.
But other people, when they talk to me, they say, "Yeah, it was boring. I thought it was boring." And to me, that's again back to the teacher. What did your teacher not do or do that made it seem monotonous?
I think you've got something there. Same thing with anything, I think. Yoga, for instance, I had the same experience. It depended on the teacher, how much I got out of it, how much I enjoyed it, and really the boredom. If I'm bored, I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
I'm not doing it.
Exactly.